For three quarters, the Wildcats basketball team played some of their finest ball of the season. They led Longview 46-40 after three quarters at Wildcats Gym Tuesday night. The fourth quarter was a different story, as the Lobos outscored the Wildcats 32-12. The Wildcats are now 2-4 in district play. Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta was unavailable Wednesday due to illness in his family, but I talked with Wildcats assistant coach Philip Manning.
One of the best efforts we've had, but of course, I mean, that fourth quarter was kind of our undoing. We just got to learn how to put four quarters like that together, not just three and a half. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, but that's just part of being young and getting better and learning from our mistakes. So that's all we can do.
You know, the first three quarters, whatever we need seemed to happen. You know, a big shot, somebody would just have a real inspirational play. It seemed like the magic just disappeared in the fourth quarter. The shots weren't falling. Longview, I don't know if they woke up. I mean, they scored 32 points. That's hard to do.
Well, I know a lot of that was at the free throw line, too. I know when we got behind a couple possessions there, it kind of got into that foul game. Just trying to put them on the line, and they did their job. They made their free throws. But I don't think they played any better in the last quarter than they did in the first three quarters. I just think that, like you said, things weren't just going our way. We had a few good looks in the paint that we missed, opportunities at the free throw line that we missed, silly turnovers here and there. So, I mean, I think it was just on us more than on them. Give them the credit, though. They did what they had to do to win, but I think it was our mistakes that kind of was our undoing last night.
Yeah. If somebody looking at the paper or something, 14 points, and you think, oh, well, Longview just had their way. Not really very representative of the way the game was.
No, I don't believe so. I think the game was a lot closer than the score. I know it was right up there till the end, but once, like I said, once you get in that fouling game, trying to get back into the game, it really expands the lead pretty quick. So, especially when you're pressing at the end, you give them a lot of good looks, but that's just how the game rolled. But do I think it was a dominant performance by them? No, they came out with the win, but like I said, you know, a couple mistakes here and there that really killed us.
Kane Cody really gave them fits last night with 24 points, and he was big in the inside
against
some really talented players from Longview.
Oh, yeah, Kane Cody, really great effort last night. I know he was frustrated. He couldn't get a couple to go in the fourth quarter, but overall, especially on the boards, you just got to give it to him. He brings it day in, day out. I know district is a real grind. Tuesday, Friday, getting in that schedule, it takes a lot of toll on your body, but you really can't tell with him. I mean, he took five charges last night. That's just incredible. You just got to applaud that hustle.
Well, after a tough loss like that, now a trip to Marshall, and, you know, it doesn't get any – I mean, I guess they're the best in the district. Tough trip.
Oh, it is. I mean, they're undefeated in district right now, and it's going to be a tough challenge. But as I think that we've proved, even in the T-High game, we can play with anybody in this district. And I believe that if we go there, prepare like we were going to, we're going to work hard in the gym. We got 2 days in the gym to work on a game plan, and we're going to go there and we're going to give it our best shot.
KSST Sports.